We have more local basketball talk here on Drive Time Sports. Last segment, talked a little high school with Coach Kyle Wilson. This segment, we're going to talk USU Eastern basketball. Now, the men did suffer a loss to CSI this past Saturday. Get a full week off. They return to the court Saturday night on the road against Salt Lake. We just have 2 weeks left in the regular season. It is going by in such a hurry. Joining us right now in the studio, we have Coach Vando along with assistant coach Ray Jones Jr., and we're going to talk about Saturday's setback and what lies ahead this week. Coach, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for having us over here, Jordan.
Yeah, always a pleasure, always fun to talk. And, well, we were playing some really good basketball. I mean, earned a win over Salt Lake, earned a win over Snow College, had to go on the road and take on CSI. And once again, we learned that's a pretty good basketball team.
Yeah, they're individually, they're very talented. I think, you know, individually, they have the best talent in our conference. But besides that, you know, like they play very physical. They are, you know, very, very strong, physical inside, and they give us, you know, a lot of trouble getting, like, a second chance rebound, scored a lot of points in the paint. So I think it was crucial that, you know, we could have beat them.
Yeah, I mean, there's been times when we've shared the court with CSI. I mean, take, for instance, down here. I know they were missing two individuals, but still at halftime, we held the lead at home against CSI. And I think each time, if you take a look at it from a grand scheme standpoint, we've played a lot better against CSI compared to the first meeting this year.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. In the last game, that we play over there, you know, after the game, you know, we got the stats, and I show, you know, Ray, we had the same kind of numbers. Actually, we had pretty good numbers, like better than, you know, than theirs. Like we had more offensive rebounds. We have more assists. But like I said, you know, like they shot a little bit better from the floor because they have, you know, second chance. And turnovers, you know, like we had, you know, 17 turnovers in, you know, this game, you know, especially against CSI, we cannot have that many. So we did a great job over there on the first half, but in second half, you know, when the, you know, comes, you know, to like a physicality, you know, like we turn the ball over, you know, too much. But like I said, you know, we improve every time that we play. Then we every game, I think we play better. We improved, and like I said, you know, like I think, you know, like we are short maybe one big. You mm-hmm. know, if we have one big to, you know, to battle with their bigs, I think we should be all right.
Next, it's Salt Lake, and that'll be this Saturday. And this is a team that we have had a lot of success with. Be it the first two games have taken place at home, a triple overtime loss, and then a big victory over Salt Lake just a little while ago. Now going on the road, I mean, this is a matchup that historically, I mean, traditionally, regardless if Salt Lake is number one in the country, if they were national champs, I know they won that just a couple of seasons ago. We've always played tough with Salt Lake, and I'm not sure why. I don't know what the dynamic is there, but it just doesn't seem to matter what the records are when we play Salt Lake.
Yeah, you know, like I think we have a, you know, a better matchup with Salt Lake. I think, you know, they're kind of similar with us. You know, they have a system. They run their system. They have some shooters. They're bigs, and then, like, especially Kerr, you know, that's a, you know, a special kid right there. Like, you know, he can block shots and he can change shots. He like have a, you know, he's a truly rim protector. They have the other big, you know, he's a bully, you know, like a really strong and play inside, Christian Gray. But like you said, for some reason, we match up against these guys really good. Like, seems like Salt Lake have just one, you know, loss in the league, and that loss is for us.
Could have two.
Yeah. But, you know, like, I think like we did a great job, you know, last time that we played them. We keep all these guys off, you know, the rebound. That was big, and they didn't have the second chance, you know, like in comparison to that CSI had. So we work, you know, hard this week, you know, we work hard, you know, talking about me and Ray, you know, like talking about that too, like, you know, box out, no second chance, be physical with, you know, especially with Kerr, because, you know, he's not that strong, but he's long and athletic. We got to keep him off, you know, the boards. And I think, you know, guards by guard, I think we have a, you know, pretty good, you know, match, you know, and we'll see. We know we're going to be very hard to win on their place because they need, you know, that victory against us to, you know, if they have, a desire to finish in first in the league, they got to beat us right there. But I think it's going to be a great game. Our guys are very, very, you know, can't wait to play Salt Lake again and very motivated. I think, you know, I think if we in the, I think like the first 5 minutes is going to be crucial. If we keep, you know, like, you know, in the game, you know, there, I think we're going to be all right there in the rest of the game.
Now, Coach, you also did bring along Coach Jones, so let's bring him in. We'll have a conversation with Coach Jones. He's going to step up to the mic and have a little conversation about the basketball team as well. Coach, Vando was just talking a minute ago about some of the key statistics, you know, what you guys have to do against Salt Lake. From my perspective, when I look at the box score for USU Eastern, I can kind of tell the outcome when we look at defensive rebounds and turnovers. Seems to be the two main statistics for this team.
Yeah. Turnovers are one thing that I think we've talked about since preseason. I think we get into the 18, 19, 20 range, and it's just like, guys, we're playing against some really good competition in Slick CSI, Snow, and, you know, CNCC, and we can't afford to lose that many possessions, especially when we're a team that is really kind of relying on our three-point shooting. And we have some really good shooters. And so what you do when you turn the ball over is you take opportunities away for our guys to make shots. You know what I mean? And as scorers, that should be a very important thing. So the ball has to be gold for us. And, you know, our job is to make shots and defend and then get the ball back and try to make some more shots.
How much of the turnovers do you really look at it and say, okay, you know, in the second half, we start pressing a little bit more because we're faced with a deficit against a team like CSI, or we're in a close game with Salt Lake. And sometimes, you know, guys, maybe they press a little bit more. Maybe they do something. You try to be a little bit more slick, try to thread the needle with a pass that maybe you shouldn't because you're really just caught up in the moment and you realize you need to make a play right then and there. I mean, how much has that affected that turnover ratio?
I think at times, it affects it quite a bit. There are certain turnovers that you can live with, and some me and Coach talk about. If you're making aggressive turnovers, you know, you get in the paint and, you know, you do a jump stop and the ref calls a travel. Some, mm-hmm. You know, things like that where you're actively doing some. The turnovers that get us in trouble are the thread, the needle. It's the travel on the three-point line when you're jabbing. You know, it's things like carries and double dribbles. It's just like we can't afford those. But the ones that get us in a lot of trouble are the passes that lead to transition. Those get us in a lot of trouble, and that a lot of times that comes from doing too much, not making the sure shot, trying to be a little too cute. You know, it's like I try to tell them, be vanilla, you know, be chocolate, be a plain flavor. You don't need sprinkles. Just be a plain flavor. Get the pass through, and then allow somebody else to make a play. So I think that's a key for us is if we can keep the turnovers low in these last 3, 4, 5, whatever games we play, 6, 7, 8. You know, we'll be good.
And it's funny, you talk about the teams like CSI and Salt Lake and even Snow. Snow, I believe Snow's 2-5 or 2-6 in conference play. That's the best 2-6 team I have seen in conference play. Like, their play on the court does not mirror their record whatsoever.
Snow's tough, man. I said that before when we played them at their house. I think we had just come off a win against CNCC or something, and, you know, we're on a high. And I started, when I'm scouting and I'm breaking down their film, I'm like, hey, this team's actually pretty good. You know, I know they had Zach Hunsaker last year and all this other stuff. I was like, who they have now is really pretty good. And so when we played them at home for Fan Appreciation Night, they were without number 22. He's a very big part of it. I mean, they are going to be ready. You know, and like I said, we look at Slick first, but then looking past this game, it's like we're in for a dogfight when we go to Snow. And so I'm excited about that and excited to see how we respond to both of these games.
Last week was an emotional week, to say the least, because you had Fan Appreciation Night, then you had to take that long road trip to Twin Falls to take on CSI. Is it nice to have a full week off before getting back into action on Wednesday, on Saturday?
At this point of the season, yes. You know, I think early on, you know, guys, you were so amped about the season. You're like, well, let's play again. Like, let's play this one. You know, we get a couple practices and then we play. And, you know, you get to the end and the dog days and it's kind of like, can we just repair and maybe do some meditation and some yoga? Like, you know, go to McDonald's, you know. Like, you just want to slow it down for a minute and get your guys some time to be able to recuperate. We got some illness going on, some injuries and stuff. So you just want to be able to get all that stuff there and then prepare for a full week, especially against a team as good as Schlick.
We only have 2 weeks left in the season. It's insane to think about. So at this stage in the game, you talk about an illness floating around the team. Physically, how well are you guys sitting right now? Because I'm sure at this point everybody has bumps and bruises. I mean, it's a long grind. So how do we look injury-wise?
We're good. I think we've been very blessed this year. I think the Lord has protected us quite a bit when it comes to any. We've had no serious, you know, no ACLs, no breaks. No, we've had some sprains. But right now, I mean, 1 through 10 of the guys we play, they're all fine. You know, we got some nagging. You know, my heel hurts. My ankle's a little, but – no, I think we're as healthy as you could hope to be. And, you know, like you said, CSI's got some bumps and bruises. Slick's going to have some bumps and bruises. Snow, CNC, every team in the country right now is going to have something.
Yeah.
But we are looking really good. I'd say we're 95%.
We'll end with this. Now that we go into, we got a game this weekend, we got 2 games next week, and then we're into the conference tournament. I have to double take the calendar to make sure I'm saying that right, because I can't believe how fast the season has gone by. But over the last final 3 games of the regular season, do you change anything up? Do you try anything new?
No.
Or is it just, let's just get to the tournament and do what we do?
No. Unless, barring something drastic, you know, if a kid gets kicked out or, you know, injury or something. No, you ride this thing and you know, you make in-game adjustments, you know. I mean, obviously no one's untouchable. But, you know, if somebody comes and they're just like, I'm not playing today. It's like, oh, okay, we got something for that. You know what I mean? But other than that, the guys who are playing is kind of who you're going to roll with, but other guys still have to be ready to step up because you never know what's going to happen. But you kind of want to stay consistent at this point. You know, ride what's been working, and you make adjustments as you go.
That's Coach Jones, Coach Vando, the USU Eastern men's basketball team. I always appreciate you guys coming down. It's always a lot of fun. Sometimes that's exactly what we need in the studio, so I definitely appreciate you stopping by today.
Hey, man, we appreciate being here. Jordan has Nikes on. I have Nikes on. Vando has Under Armour, so we're going to try to coordinate this. We're going to buy Jordan some Jordans, and we're all going to wear those next
year. You know how many pairs of Jordans I've owned in my life?
How many?
Zero.
And that's the problem with this radio station. Yeah. So, if we
you know how many pairs of Kobe's I've owned?
Hopefully zero.
17. I got 17.
That's
so.
The problem. Here we go. We got to fix this. People out there, if you hear this, call in, call Jordan, and get him some Jordans. Jordan petition.
I really appreciate it, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jordan.
Love getting Coach Vando and Coach Jones in the studio. It's always a great time. We've got a break for just a moment. When we come back, we're going to move over to the national sports scene, the Daytona 500. It's coming up this Sunday on KOL. That's right. NASCAR's back. We're going to talk to Woody Kane of MRN when we return.